conference due to be held at Queen's University to discuss the fallout from the Charlie Hebdo murders has been cancelled. In an email to delegates, the university's Vice-Chancellor, Patrick Johnston, said he had made the decision over concerns about the security risk for delegates and about the reputation of the university. In January this year, 12 people died when brothers Saeed and Chef Kouachi fired on journalists at the satirical magazine's offices in Paris over its publication of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Five others were killed in the two following days by one of their associates. Is this a sensible move by the university, or is it censoring free speech? Well, on the line, the retired Queen's University professor Adrian Gilk and the journalist Ruth Dudley Edwards, who was made an honorary graduate of Queen's 4 years ago. How does this sit with you, Ruth Dudley Edwards, in terms of the principle of free speech?
I think it's utterly appalling, Stephen. I'm really shocked and really distressed because I have great regard for Queen's, and I'm very grateful for my honorary doctorate, which was given to me partly because I think I was seen as a proponent of free speech and telling it like I think it is. I really think the Vice-Chancellor must be out of his depth. He is a medic. He perhaps doesn't understand that the humanities are about free speech. He has not only concocted the stuff about security. And if he had said, oh, we're too frightened to do it, I might have a tiny flash of sympathy for him. But he says he has to worry about the reputation of the university. He has trashed the university's reputation with this, utterly and absolutely trashed it. Well, and I want to see students out protesting.
Well, obviously, he would very, very strongly refute that, and he would argue that he's protecting the university. Adrian Gilk?
Yes, I have to say I'm not totally surprised by the decision. I rather agree with Ruth about he shouldn't have invoked the issue of reputation. The securities is really the only defence he could offer. Why I'm not surprised is going back to when I was first appointed a lecturer at Queen's in the mid-70s, I remember being asked to sign a declaration that I wouldn't offend anybody's religious sensibility. So Queen's has always been very sensitive to what its staff do, and this is to some extent reflected even in kind of setting up research centres. We've never been stopped from doing the research we wanted to do. They've never censored that, and we've always been able to do whatever, go into any subject we like, but they've been very sensitive about the way we frame the research. They've frightened of research centres that might attract negative publicity. And the same applies with the security issue. I mean, when people during the Troubles were affected, when members of staff or when students were affected by the violence, the university's reaction was always to say that this had nothing to do with the university. This was unrelated to the university. So they've always taken this very protective attitude towards the security of the university and not wish the university to be associated with anything that could be perceived as a security risk.
Could there be an underlining threat that has been made, Ruth? Would that, and we don't know this, but would that change your criticism?
Well, I'd go back to the point I made, Stephen, that I would have a smidgen of sympathy if they said we're frightened. But it's the introduction of the reputation that's completely unforgivable. But no, I don't think so. I mean, it would be nonsensical of them to do this without having, if they've had a threat, without saying, we have had a threat, we can't give the details, but we've had one, and we're scared. That's a tenable position. But this is not a tenable position. They're afraid they might have a threat. It's as simple as that. And now they're too scared to come out and defend it. I really think the Vice-Chancellor should consider his position.
Really? You think this is that serious?
I think it's terribly serious. I think it will do dreadful harm to Queen's. I think he should really sit down and think about it and apologise and reinstate the seminar, the symposium.
Why would this be a resigning matter?
Because he's making Queen's look ridiculous. There is quite a lot of debate in the UK at large about academic cowardice, that kind of thing. But this takes the biscuit. This is, I can tell you, it will run appallingly. It is a frightful exhibition of cowardice. And cowardice in the wider sense, not just fear of attack, but cowardice about the defence of free speech. I mean, this is where the reputation word comes in. That is what is unforgivable. And that is why I would like to see lots of students out there with placards saying we believe in free speech. That's what I'd like to see. Lots of those people who might get out and demonstrate in favour of, I don't know, fee reductions or about Gaza or something, why not come out and demonstrate in favour of what universities are supposed to stand for, and that's free speech. And I don't know what the Vice-Chancellor has been up to, but he's forgotten that.
Well, we would like to have asked him, or indeed a representative from Queen's, and here we have an institution which is part of the fabric of Northern Ireland who are refusing to come on to this radio programme and speak about it, even to put their public position about it. And obviously an institution, Adrian Gilk, like Queen's, who very much promote discussion and debate in the fabric of Northern Ireland, refusing to come onto this programme and communicate with the public about why they've done this.
Yes, that can be criticised, certainly. I come back to, this is a long-standing tradition at Queen's, it's certainly one that can be criticised, but I don't think that the Vice-Chancellor's actions are, you know, out of character of the university. The university has always sort of tried to protect itself as a kind of ivory tower. And although many staff are being engaged in a lot of academic research on Northern Ireland, contributed a great deal to Northern Ireland, there's always been a slight sense at Queen's that the way to protect the university is to stress that it is sort of somehow apart from all the dreadful things going on in Northern Ireland or apart from the divisions in Northern Ireland. You know, that has its appeal in some ways. Queen's has sometimes been seen for people as a refuge from the society, a way to escape kind of the divisions of the society. But it also sort of leads Queen's into this position that it really kind of tries to kind of put the shutters up and keep the outside world outside its gates. You know, and it's not so strong.
Here's Joan this morning. Morning to you, Joan.
Good morning, Stephen. I have a few important points to make, please. I disagree strongly with the lady who has just spoken, and I support the Vice-Chancellor 100%. I support free speech 100%, but absolutely not when it provocates, insults, is highly offensive to both Christianity and to Islam. And actually, Islam have almost 3 billion people worldwide who have been highly insulted and highly offended by the degradation of these cartoons, obscene cartoons depicting both Jesus Christ and the Prophet Muhammad in a very obscene and vulgar manner. This is totally wrong. Totally and utterly wrong.
Okay.
So I speak as a Christian, also in defence of Islam, and I say that our world today has no place for this type of mockery.
Okay.
This is stirring up religious hatred. This
okay.
must be stopped. I would like to make a very important
point. Well, Joan, I'm afraid we're running out of time, so very quickly.
Say something that the Catholic Church in France, did you know, has taken legal action against Charlie Hebdo. They have sued 14 times.
Okay.
And they have been fully supported by the Muslim Council of France.
Okay, we've got to leave it there, Joan, but thank you very much for your call this morning. Ruth Dudley-Edwards, just a final question to you. I note in our introduction there, we said that you were made an honorary graduate of Queen's 4 years ago. Are you that angry with this that you would consider handing that back?
No, I wouldn't, because this is one person. This is not the university. And I also imagine, knowing academia pretty well, that what's happening at the moment, the reason they won't come out in public is because there's a ferocious row going on internally. And it may be that there will be a change of mind, and I would like to encourage that. But no, I wouldn't hand it back. I wouldn't do anything as hasty as that. I feel very friendly towards Queen's, and I hope it will get out of this and save its reputation.
OK. Ruth, thank you very much indeed. Adrian, thank you. Nice to talk to you both this morning.